Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a very, very amazing story about tefillin. Now, of course, the reason why you put on tefillin or do any other mitzvah is because Hashem said to. That is the reason for every single mitzvah. Hashem told us to do it, and so we do it. What if Hashem told us to chop wood? Okay, so we would chop wood. But Hashem tells us to do this mitzvah, to do that mitzvah, and so we do it. Now, does it bring blessings? Definitely. Can we always see the blessings? Not necessarily. But this story is one about how putting on tefillin brought very, very specific blessings and brought them very quickly. And the story goes like this. Once there was a lawyer and his wife, they were actually both lawyers. He was named Gordon, and she was named Shari. And unfortunately, Gordon lost his job. He couldn't find another job. He was looking and looking. He got lots of interviews, but none of them worked out. So after a while, money became a problem. Well, Baruch Hashem, they were blessed with a little baby. And after a while, they went to the local Chabad house to see if their baby could enroll in the daycare center. So the rabbi said, of course, this is the price. And they said, we actually can't afford that price. Can we have half that price? The rabbi said, well, why do you need such a small amount of money to pay? Why do you have to have such a small price to pay? They said, because Gordon doesn't have a job. He's not been able to get a job for a whole year. Well, the rabbi said, Rabbi Leibowitz was his name. Well, Gordon, do you put on tefillin? You know that putting on tefillin is a segula. It's fortuitous for earning a good living. Yes, I do put on tefillin, he said. I put on tefillin every day. Well, Rabbi Leibowitz said, have you checked your tefillin recently? No, but I'm sure they must be kosher, and I'm very busy looking for a job. It takes a lot of hours, and I don't have time to get them checked. Okay, Rabbi Leibowitz said, I'll make you a deal. I will give you the half price deal for your child's daycare if you will let me take your tefillin and get them checked. Oh, sure, of course, no problem. That's a great deal. So, sure enough, Rabbi took the tefillin, brought them to a sofa, somebody who writes and checks tefillin, a scribe, we call him a sofer in Hebrew. And a few hours later, sure enough, the sofer called back and said, Rabbi Leibowitz, these tefillin are no good. There's a lot of problems with the parchments, and they have to be replaced. They cannot be repaired. Okay, quickly, Rabbi Leibowitz called Gordon and said, Gordon, your tefillin are not good. They're not kosher. Can I have your permission to get new parchments written for them? Sure, said Gordon, okay. So Rabbi got new parchments for them, and Gordon started putting on kosher tefillin. Well, the next day, guess what happened? He got a job. Literally the next day. Baruch Hashem. And for the next year, he put on kosher tefillin every single day. And after a year, he got an offer of a better job. Now, this might not seem like a huge miracle. After all, it wasn't the splitting of the sea. It wasn't one of the plagues that we read about, such miracles like that. But it was definitely a miracle. After all, for a whole year, he couldn't find a job. Then he got kosher parchments in his tefillin. The next day, he got a job. So again, we do mitzvahs because Hashem said. That's why we do them. If there is a blessing that comes from it that we could see or not, fine, whatever it is. But we should know that whenever we do mitzvahs, we do open up the way for blessings. And by doing more mitzvahs, we open the way for more blessings. And the biggest blessing is the coming of Mashiach. And every single mitzvah we do helps that happen faster. And a great need that the Jewish people have right now is, of course, the war in Eretz Yisrael. It's a very serious war. Unfortunately, many Jewish people lost their lives and continue, unfortunately, to lose their lives. And it's very important for us to do as many mitzvahs as we can, learn as much Torah as we can, in order to quicken the successful conclusion of the war and to bring Mashiach as quickly as possible. So keep up the mitzvahs, keep up the learning, and tell your friends, tell your family, and thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More.